From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting, Americans Vote.
Thank you all so much. What a super Tuesday.
A big night for Democrat Hillary Clinton and also a big night for Republican Donald Trump, both racking up a series of wins in key states on Super Tuesday, the primary election's most important day of voting. According to media projections, former Secretary of State Clinton dealt a blow to her rival Bernie Sanders in six southern states: Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, Arkansas, Virginia, and Texas. The only states Sanders is projected to have won are Vermont, his home state, and Oklahoma. On the Republican side, Trump took Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Virginia, and Massachusetts. According to projections, Trump's only losses Tuesday were to Senator Ted Cruz, who took his home state of Texas and Oklahoma. The United Nations Refugee Agency is warning Europe its refugee crisis is worsening as tens of thousands of people have become stranded in Greece. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Hundreds of migrants continue to arrive by the hour at the Greece-Macedonia border. Aid agencies estimate more than 8,000 people are camped at the frontier. Greek authorities are building bigger camps away from the border, but the migrants are determined to press on toward Western Europe, and the pressure is building. Henry Ridgewell, London.
A suspected Islamic radical appeared before the International Criminal Court Tuesday to answer charges that he helped destroy historic religious shrines in the Malian city of Timbuktu. Ahmad Al-Faqi Al-Mahdi spoke only briefly during the pretrial hearing in The Hague. He's accused of organizing the destruction of 14 mausoleums and a mosque. This is VOA News.